Fuck a flying guy, man. What was she gonna do? Rest in peace, man.
I know what's you're gonna dig this. Good.
Put on my shoes, on. My hammer was first. Bulletproof the whip I used to take my grandma to church. I went gram for gram with the work. Hand in hand on the first. Everybody who hated now was a fan of us first. Hey, look, underdog, what? What you wanna do? Let's put 100 more up, nigga. The summer all us. I'm in two whips. One a Tahoe, one a tour bus. Got so many straps with us, we could start a war up. It's a real safe hazard. If you be full of rap.
Alright, and we come in with some lit content tonight. So, first thing we're going to talk about, now I'm going to just jump right into it. Let's talk about, what do you think females do that in relationships that niggas really push niggas to like cheat on them? Like, what do you think is the main thing? Right. So what do you feel like? Do you feel like cheating is like a deal breaker? Like, say your girl go to a party and, you know, it just happened. Or y'all at the party together and she thinks she like, you know, feeling on you and she really feeling on another nigga. Like, do you really think cheating just happens, or you think that's something that's planned? Like, that's a fact. Right. That's a fact. Right. And do you think cheating is forgiven, or do you think y'all just got to get out the relationship because shit gonna get toxic?
So me speaking as a man, you can now tell me to tell me most of the days, to be honest, for a man, because it's a double standard. But with women, you know, y'all give us a lot of chances, but I also think it's the person or when, like, I think me personally, I don't really trip about nothing like that. Like, I trust whoever I'm messing with, I trust you. When they do it, I'm not even going to be tripping because it's just like, if you're not married, young, you don't know. Girlfriend, boyfriend, or y'all together, you like the same. Y'all are samples to what you are, samples to what you want to have. So when you get married, like, it's gonna be really honest with you. That's why if you've been with somebody for years, you don't really understand them or know them.
Right.
So it's like, I'm not really gonna be mad. So we can talk about, I can get to a point of view. You know what I'm saying? Some things is not meant to just leave alone, because you're gonna keep messing with each other.
Right, that's a fact. And then I also feel like when you're with somebody, it's cool to have like friends, because I know some girls trip about they niggas having female friends, boom boom boom, but it's about boundaries. You gotta have boundaries, because just like you wouldn't want your female to have a nigga friend who always at her house smoking with her, touching on her, you know, it's the same boundaries. But as you said, it's the double standard. And I feel like people bounce back from that because of their comfortability and certain things. So if you're comfortable, it's like, all right, I'll keep fucking him because he make me feel good for that time. But it's like, the other nigga made you feel good 5 minutes ago, about a week ago. Like, what?
Yeah, nah, Right. You know, cause some people can't take that because they've been in a relationship before where they had niggas that did that and cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Or dudes have girls that have best friends, niggas like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but that also, they pass, when they pass to their future, always wrong stuff.
Right.
And they too. And you might not even realize that you realize has somebody wrong.
Right.
Because your past.
So do you feel like your friends kind of contribute to your behaviors with your significant other? Like, say, if you going out with your friends and your significant other want to come, do you think it's like, should always be separated? Or do you feel like, all right, well, I could bring my girl if they bring in their girls? Or do you feel like that's like a tag-along thing?
Now this one is like it, because like you can bring your girl everywhere with your dudes, but not all the time. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if y'all together all the time, it can't be that way, because even if you're not, you need that free time to just feel like,
right,
you yourself, like you're still a man, like you got it, like, you know, mm-hmm. Like that. It's having fun with your girl, with your boys. They meet the girls out talking.
Right.
Everything just like that. You know what I'm saying? You go back with your boys, like, man, you better be lucky because you know. If
right.
I was in a relationship, I would have had that.
Right. Right.
When you're around, she watching. You know,
right.
Also, with your man around, they watching your girl.
Right. Right.
That's why so many people end up cheating by developing a relationship with these girls and boyfriends, because they always got their back. But most of the time, they really defense to you.
Right.
But because that God getting closer, more like, damn, you really gonna do this? Like, your friend showing me more compassion and more love than you showing me.
Right.
Out here being a whore the whole time, you being a whore with your friend.
Right. And I feel like it's they say the apple don't fall too far from the tree, but I feel like people get comfortable with their circle. So like, say, you know, me and who I talk to go out or whatever, and then I go away for a minute, it's all automatically niggas is flocking. But it's like, you have to know the time and the place, because you can't just be local and you know your nigga is known, or you know your female is known, and then you still fucking with they homie, like, you know, or you still fucking with they best friend. Because it's kind of like, it's too in a circle. Like, not saying cheating is okay, but if y'all have that type of relationship where y'all relationship is open or whatever, then it just depends. That's a different story. Now, if y'all got an open relationship, is it really cheating?
I mean, but you gotta realize, girls are some sneaky ass motherfuckers. Like, y'all can do shit like that, because it's funny how y'all would be like, man, not sneaky. No, we just careless with what we do.
Right.
Because we know that if it's a fail, there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
So it ain't never to be a perfectionist. Right. About the fact that y'all are so perfect that y'all can fuck with somebody in the circle, and it seems like nothing is going on, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's at the same time, like, yeah, you shouldn't be going around there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, not to tell
right.
He or she still want to watch you.
Yeah.
They don't only want to flirt with them, low-key. They want to watch and see what you're doing, show.
Right.
That when they doing them with them, they can have a reason.
Right. Right. That's a fact. Because I feel like also, I feel like some females do listen to their friends when it comes to like, oh, why are you dating that nigga? You should go out here and date this nigga. Or I got a friend for you and that nigga don't deserve you. And that soup their head up to make them feel like they date that bitch. When, in fact, they are that bitch. But you need to have a crew that's like, yo, don't do that to him. Or don't do this. But it's this generation. I feel like this generation is very so much on worrying about what the other person think and the other person's perception, that they really don't care about, you know, their significant other. They just fuck it for the moment because it's what their friends want them to do or whatever.
I mean, my main thing I always said, like, us men, we gonna do us. We gonna be whores. We gonna be husbands. We gonna be lovers. But the thing is, the women body and the women brain is so much more powerful than the man. That's what they're doing. Like, yeah, I be hearing a lot of people like, y'all doing this shit, we just doing it in female form. Yeah, that's cool, but y'all way more valuable. Like, if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't even be here.
Right.
That's how valuable we are. So when y'all do that, it's not the same. And it's not a double standard because y'all body is worth more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are worth more. So when y'all do make it through weight, when y'all do show respect for yourself, that open up the door. Like, we know damn well if three girls come in here, which one is not about to be playing with no game? You're going to have to put your boots on and put your tie on and get a wife, or she going to tell you, nah.
Right.
You also know that one, when she walk in here, that's somebody easy to get to.
Right.
And you also know this one right here, she jealous of both of them, so she going to try to do what she can to get you, because this one got standards. And this one is hard, and they both
give
everything. You know
what I'm saying? And I do think it all depends. Because, like, you can have that dynamic. But at the same time, it's like, the easy one, everybody gonna want her. So, like, even if niggas make that mistake all the time, they always wife and fuck the easy one. And that become their baby mama. The easy one always become, and then they get mad when, you know, she get left or boom, boom, boom. But that's the easy access. That's
but
the.
I had a moment where I used to be like in love with a girl that I knew I wasn't ready for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had plenty of time to like go see her and push my way into the door. Like, her family loved me. My people loved her. Like, when I was modeling her. Her aunt was my manager, like, but every time I saw her, I was like, I'm not ready for that. That's not what I'm ready for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And even when she broke, when she got engaged one time, and they broke up or whatever, and I was like, oh, yeah, I feel like I'm ready. Then when I seen her again,
right,
I was like, damn, I'm not ready
for that. Right. I mean,
she was like, had her own business school.
Yeah.
Like, she was just too busy, and I was like, yeah, I'm not on that path yet.
Right. But, I mean, I feel like if you want to be ready, you could get ready. For me, I didn't think, the person I'm with now, I didn't think I would be ready for that type of vibe. But I kind of learned him a little bit and got myself ready for that. Like, I got my shit together even more than it already was. Like, it kind of pushed me to want to do better. But sometimes men think too late. I'm sorry to say it, but some men think too late. They don't think initially, all right, this gonna be long term, so I'ma just try to get ready for her. They kind of think like, damn, she want too much right now, so damn, I'ma go to Becky because Becky just want to give me head and shit like that.
I've definitely been a late thinker, but it wasn't me. Like, I need to go get another girl. It's me. Like, I guess like it's a man thing, like being selfish. Like, it's what you want, not really what they want until they about to leave, and it's like, damn, I realized I could have fixed this a long time ago.
Right.
Just being stubborn.
Right.
Especially when you talk about like signs, like my sign, everybody hates the Aries because just stubborn as shit.
Right.
And we know what we want. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't go our way, it's just like,
Right,
fuck it, go ahead, because we don't. It's hard for us to care. Like, I'd be like, you know what, fuck it. I don't got it. It's people out there, but you know what I'm saying? That is right. But like, you gotta just learn. I think if people be more focused on learning each other.
Right, because you can have that
understanding.
Right, that understanding. That's the thing. It's not only about understanding, but it's about the comprehension of your partners, like what they want, like their reciprocation, the comprehension of reciprocating their type of love, their type of morals, like, you know, what they like and what they don't like, what failed their last relationship so that this one don't fail. But people think that's too hard and, oh, you're doing too much. So it's like, it's easier to walk away than to stay committed to somebody. because they feel like being committed is too long term or too much of a, you know, strain on them. Some people, not everybody.
I mean, but also, what is the problem with just dating one another, mm-hmm. and getting that experience to see if you want to be with them?
Right.
I think we hop in this shit so fast that it's just like, damn, what the fuck? Damn, we've been dating for a month, but now we together. Damn, we met our parents. Like, used to be a certain time where you couldn't meet our parents until we fucking knew, and me and parents in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and dating, and then moving in, and then
about
to have a fucking baby.
Yeah, that's, I feel like that's that post-generational shit, because for me, nigga is not meeting my moms and dads until at least 6 months, at least. I could talk, I remember one time, I had a whole boyfriend for like 2 years. He ain't meet nobody for 2 years. We was just talking on the phone. For a good 2 years. My mom like, who you talking to? Oh, it's just a friend. Like, nah. I ain't. But I guess it just depends on the dynamic of how they grew up as well. Because some people have abandonment issues. So they feel like if they move in with somebody or whatever, it'll make them stay around longer so they know their whereabouts or whatever. But that also puts a strain on relationships. People have to know how to date and how to court. It's a difference. Not many people know
though. I think it also backtracks to, like, it go vice versa. Like, I feel like they come and be clingy, and then all of a sudden they don't want to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
And they used to somebody leaving. So.
Yeah. Do you think you can hustle and be in a relationship at the same time? Like, do you think that you can have a job? Like, you always supposed to have a job before you get a relationship. But do you think, like, you can have 2, 3, 4 jobs and still date somebody? Or do you feel like work becomes a priority over relationships as well? Like, it puts a strain on it.
I think a woman can work 4 or 5 jobs and a man still be okay. I don't think a man can and a woman still be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think that women need that time with their man, or mm-hmm. they need that eventually. Y'all just different. I think a woman can bounce, and a man can work 4 or 5 jobs or 6 weeks.
Right.
Because I think eventually she whatever it is mentally, eventually it's gonna lead towards something else.
Right.
Something
else. Right. I also feel like it's a mindset thing. Because for me, I always had my own shit. Not saying, you know, I didn't have help from my parents and shit like that. But even with that, I use that as, all right, that's a backup. I'm not going to depend on them. So when I get into a relationship, I don't mind if my nigga work 2, 3, 4 jobs. That's fine, but just make sure you take care of home as well. It's about putting your priorities. Because a nigga not going to forget about his kids if he got 2, 3, 4 jobs. He going to always make sure his kids, right? He going to always make sure his kids straight. So it's like, do you really have the priority to be in a relationship? Or do you feel like relationships are just sex? Like, sometimes I feel like relationships are sex. But with, like, people just get caught up in their feelings too fast. And then...
Yeah, it sucks because, you know why? Because you don't meet a lot of women that you can just fuck anytime you want. Mm-hmm. Without being in a relationship. At mm-hmm. some point, they're going to want something more.
Right.
Like, I've had girls that I'm like, okay, man, this friendship thing, cool, we good. And mm-hmm. it's happening, it's all going. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, like, what else? You have, like, well, we gonna get together, and I'm like, no. They're like, why? I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not ready. Like, when you say you're not ready,
right?
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Right.
And then you don't want to hear it, you're not ready. And then when you hear it, you get mad, and then you're like, come on, it's the way we can do it. Then you try to work it out and do it, even though you know you're not fucking ready.
Right, and that's where shit goes bad. Like, people be like, oh, don't introduce your kid to your girlfriend or boyfriend too soon, boom, boom, boom. But then 5 minutes later, they got their boyfriend in the next room sucking his dick while the kid sleep in the bed next to them.
I feel like if it's your boyfriend or something, or somebody you really intimate with that has like chance and have experience, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how to interact with a child. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying, if you got kids. But you don't keep doing that.
Right.
You don't do the one thing that you think and then it's fine, it don't work out, okay. That's cool, but you keep doing that
mm-hmm.
with different dudes,
yeah,
that's definitely a problem.
Yeah, I feel like everybody needs to know their place and know what they want. People don't know what they want, they just get attached to the convenience. They really get attached to the convenience of the person or whatever the person got that's giving them fulfillment. So they feel like they could just kind of maneuver how they want until they find somebody else who got more. Or who got this, who got that. And, I mean, it puts a strain on everything when you have two people who don't know what they want, but they're sexually compatible. That's where toxic relationships come from. Because motherfuckers be sprung off that diggling and that coochie. And then they
you mad this shit and then you hit that thing one time when you back to back together.
Yeah. And I think that's where fucking toxic ass baby mamas come from. Cause I ain't never been the type to be like, yo, I'ma put you on child support. I don't know where that whole child support shit came from. Because honestly, I feel like if a nigga can do for his child, he should not be on child support. He should not at all. If he is able to see his child, if he is able to FaceTime his child, if he is able to take his child out once a week or whatever, pick him up from school, whatever, do his responsibilities, I feel like the child shouldn't be on child support, or the parent, because women can be on child support too. I don't think niggas know that. Niggas, now you know, so you can put that bitch on child support. Right. Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, a lot of big mothers are wild. I mean, I like you guys. That's a good baby mother. She don't press me out.
Right.
And she deserves to at this point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you got some little bitter ass jerks out there that be tripping.
Right.
They make you happy, but that also kind of weird. You can't always blame the baby mother. You gotta blame yourself at some point. It's either you did something too good or too wrong.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta blame yourself at something.
Right.
No matter how you feel, I had to learn that myself.
Right. I don't got no kids, so I've always been the outside looking in. I've always been the person to be like, yo, like, I'm always the girlfriend or the friend of, you know, somebody with a kid. I don't got kids myself, so I don't know about the whole, like, what really triggers, you know, a baby mama to be like, oh, I'm going to take you on child support, I'm going to take all you got, like, because I feel like if you supposed to hustle how you supposed to hustle, then you don't really need that nigga money. I feel like I was talking to somebody about this the other day. You're supposed to be able to hustle how you want to hustle, how you was before you even had the kid. But having a kid is supposed to make you hustle 10 times more. So the nigga is not supposed to really need you, or you need the nigga. It's more so of, it's nice that he could contribute, you know, but he shouldn't have to give you half his check because you don't want to work, or boom, boom, boom. I feel like people so stuck on the money aspect of it, they forget about the actual morals and what development a kid needs before financial, you know?
I mean, I think that man should definitely take care of the kids. Now, I know, like, for real, at this point, it's really hard for man to get jobs and whatever, not only because of Corona, but just because, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, y'all could be like, nurses and
mm-hmm.
assistants that, you know what I'm saying, call extenders, you know
what
I'm saying, man, they got, like, unless you, like, went to school or got a hobby that you really good at, it takes a little bit more time, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and you're not making a lot of money unless you did 3 or 4 years,
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And learning. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can be married.
Yo.
And for 6 months, or registry. Matter of fact, not even that. It's like, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of
jobs
that stay in the car, but
right. Because I feel like, but I feel like if a woman could get a job, a nigga could. I feel like it just depends. Cause some people aren't meant to be workers. Some people, it's hard for them to keep a job because that's not what they meant to do. So they so focused on what they really want to do. And they forget about their priorities. So they're so caught up in like their gift. They're so caught up in like their purpose and their gift and what they gotta get. And I feel like your job can fuel your business, or fuel like your job is a side hustle. That's what I always view. My job is a side hustle. My job is not gonna be what I'm doing 5-6 years from now. That's like side money to me. I'm not about to, you know, but people get caught up in like the, oh, flashy clothes and I got to go out and I got to do this and I got to do that. And they forget about their priorities is, oh, I need to do A, B, and C. But sometimes it is harder because you don't know what kind of battles they facing on internally, like for them to keep a job. Like it's hard enough for me to wake up in the morning, let alone go to work, like, you know, so I don't know. I just think sometimes your mental has to be there in order for you to even wake up, like, and go to work, like, or go and take care of your kids. Like, oh, I don't really feel like being a mom today. You never hear a woman say that. Well, some women, they do, but, like,
well, no.
Right, because I feel like people don't even know what a purpose is. Some people, they don't even know. They feel like they get caught up in that check. They see that $600 a week, $600 every 2 weeks, and they be like, oh, that's good money. Nah, sis. Like, do you realize God's gonna bless you whether you go to work or not? If you're putting time in your faith, God's gonna bless you with that $600 times more if you put in time in your purpose, you know. But it just depends on, I guess, the person, cause not everybody is meant to be a worker. Like I said, like some people don't have to work, you know, cause they got a gift that's gonna pay them in more than money. So that, you know. But I don't know. I feel like it just depends. Do you feel like kids can suffer from their parent not being there? Like, if their parent always working, do you feel like that makes the kids suffer? If their parent is always working? Or do you think they think, oh, well, my mom has to provide for me. Like, or my dad has to provide for me. So I'm just gonna go to my friend's house. Because I do feel like it's a 50-50. Me Both of my parents always worked. My dad always had 2-3 jobs, so we really didn't see him unless it was something important. If it was something important for us, my bad, my phone died, almost died. If it was something important for us, my dad would take off work. But if not, oh, I gotta go to work. I mean, you know, so that absence kind of left a blotchy spot because there was so many days I wanted to ask my dad a question about something, and he wasn't there. Like, you know, so I had to figure it out myself. But, I mean, right. 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 And there's also, if there's certain things that dads, just their presence is okay. Like, I don't even gotta, you don't gotta talk to me. Just you being there and me knowing that you could protect me, or me knowing that, you know, you gonna do something for me is just enough. But at the same time, I get my hustle from my dad. I could say I get my brain from my mom and my looks from her, but my hustle comes from my dad, because I've seen this man literally, like I said, work 2-4 jobs every, like, since I've been born. Like, he was in the military, he was working at hospitals, he was always doing something. Like, he was always just working. So that kind of fueled me to be like, all right, when I turn 30, my dad can retire. He don't gotta wait till he's 60 to retire. My mom either, but like, yeah, like, I'm trying to, that's why I be like, I'm trying to get a bag, so that they don't gotta work. They can work as options, but they don't have to if they don't want to. Type of shit. But I think that also might be reason why kids, you know, they see, like, their parent missing, and they ask questions like, where's mom, where's dad, oh, they're at work, okay, like, you know, it's so normal now, okay, but you have to work, but working shouldn't be a priority over raising your kid. You shouldn't go to work and then go to happy hour and forget your kid at home in the bathtub. Do you feel like it's okay to be, how do you feel about polygamy? Do you think everybody should be polygamous, or do you think relationships are like just two people?
I feel like we are the only people in the world that have real life one whole month.
I feel like I don't know. I wouldn't mind having an open relationship, but then again, I'm stingy. If, like, I can't ever see myself walking in a house and my nigga fucking another bitch. I'ma just get mad, even though I approved of it. Right, and that's the thing. I could honestly say, maybe friendship wise it's cool, but like I said, if I walk in and see my nigga fucking another bitch, I'm gonna get mad, cause he fucking her how he fucked me, or he probably fucking her better than he fucked me. So really, where this bitch come from? Even though I picked her out, where this... That's a fact. I mean, me, honestly, me. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's what it is. People get greedy. They feel like, oh, well, my girl let me fuck this other girl one time, so let me go sit here and fuck 50 million bitches, get them pregnant, and my wife just at home, stupid. Like, nah. I don't know. I think it takes a real different type of female to date somebody who's into dating other people. Like, it takes a special type of female. And I don't know, because some females are selfish, but some don't give a fuck. Like, and you gotta find that female that's like, knows her place, but she don't give a fuck. So you could go out and fuck 50 million bitches if you want to. But she know her place, so she know, like, it's not that serious. Oh shit. Hold on, I gotta get off and then I'm gonna get back on. I think my shit cut out. Cause you could be monogamous and you could be polygamous at the same time. Niggas who sitting here cheating on their wives, girls who sitting here cheating on their husbands, they basically feel like their mindset is polygamy. Like, it's a difference. But if you don't know how to connect to somebody, you know, emotionally, you can be polygamous. I would put it that way. But if you are too emotional, I feel like you can't be polygamous. Like, if you are too emotional, too attached to, like, your emotions, you shouldn't be in a polygamous relationship. But if you have somebody whose mindset is, well, I'm just going after a bag, I'll fuck you when I fuck you, it's cool. That's the type of person you need to be in a polygamous relationship, instead of trying to force that person to be in a monogamous relationship, because they really don't give a fuck about you in the first place. So it's kind of like, you know, it's two different things. It's two different vibes, you know. But some people do and don't know, you know, the difference between the two. Some people think being polygamous is just having threesomes and shit like that. No, that's you just wanting to try other pussy. Like, that's not being polygamous. Polygamous means you're able to be in a relationship with two people and love them equally and still respect them as well. But it has all the perks of a regular relationship. And a lot of people don't know that. But I don't know, because I'm more of a monogamous type female. I don't want, you know, to be with somebody who's been fucking multiple people. Like, that's dirty to me. Especially out here with Corona. We're out here with Corona. And you gonna fuck other bitches? So you want Corona? Like you don't know their health. You don't know if they do crack on the weekends. Like, that shit dumb to me. But I'm about to head out. We had Pretty Boy Suave on the live, and he was on Instagram. You can find Pretty Boy Suave on Instagram. You can find me, Mahogany Rain 95, on Instagram. And I'm about to be out. It was good getting lit with y'all. Great content. Love y'all. Stay easy. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for dropping by the city with me and Pretty Boy Suave. And have a good night. More lives coming soon to a station near you.